How Julia Austin taught founders to say the hard thing. Most communication advice tells you to be clear, be concise, and be confident. But Julia Austin walks into the room and tells you something different. Be heard. And more importantly, be transparent, even when it's uncomfortable. Austin is a longtime advisor, a serial startup operator, educator, executive coach, and the author of After the Idea. She visited NYU Lesley Entrepreneurial Institute for a session on co-founder and founder communication. Her book tackles exactly what most startup content skips, the messy human side of building a company once the initial excitement fades. And her session delivered the same message live. This isn't about polish. It's about the real, sometimes uncomfortable conversations that make or break early stage companies. Your words hit differently when you're the founder. Austin opened with a reality check for every CEO and founder in the room. The moment you take that title, the rules of communication change. Your team is listening to everything, including what you don't say. Your word is viewed as the gospel, she reminded everybody in the room. Body language carries as much weight as your words, and founders often take up space, physically and verbally, without even realizing it. The temptation to blow with the wind, hedging and shifting positions to please everyone else, erodes trust faster than almost anything else. The most counterintuitive point? Vulnerability is a strategy. Saying I really messed up that last meeting isn't a weakness, it's a trust builder. It gives your team permission to be honest too. Austin acknowledged it can feel uncomfortable, especially across cultural differences, but framed it as one of the most underrated tools in a founder's communication toolkit. The key is knowing when to deploy it and maintaining enough decorum as your team scales that people still feel like a sense of professionalism. Three scenarios, three hard conversations. Austin ran the room through three real-world scenarios that founders actually face and walked through how to handle each. First was the disengaged advisor. So here was the first situation. An advisor with domain expertise and a great network has been vesting equity for a year, but has suddenly gone quiet. The founder needs their intros and insight, and investors are starting to notice they're not earning their equity. How do you bring it up without blowing the relationship? Austin's framework. Start by checking in, not confronting. Bring the heat down before you get to the hard part. Use the nonviolent communication technique. For example, I observed X, it made me feel Y, I need to feel Z, so my request is ABC. Name the situation, your feeling, and make a concrete ask. And if it comes to it, be willing to reach a conclusion. If the advisor no longer has the bandwidth, that's okay, but the status quo can't continue. Number two, telling your investor no. The founding team wants to hire a head of sales. The lead investor has their own candidate in mind, and the founders prefer someone else, more qualified, more additive to the team. So what do? Austin was direct. You don't have to do everything your investor says. You run the company. But how you actually say no matters enormously. Her advice was leading to an understanding. Figure out why the investor is attached to their pick and draw connections to what your candidate offers. Then explain not just who you're choosing, but how you evaluated the candidates. There's a big difference between defending a decision and explaining it transparently. Most importantly, establish early in the investor relationship that the final hiring decisions belong to the founding team. The boundary is much harder to draw after the fact. Number three, the checked out co-founder. Three co-founders started strong. The CEO and the COO are all in, but the CTO has stopped showing up to meetings, development has stalled, and all the energy is gone. It's time for the hardest conversation of all. Austin offered a reframe that landed in the room. The founder title is like a tattoo. It never fully goes away. But being a founder doesn't mean you have to stay in the C-suite. Sometimes the most honest, respectful thing you can do for someone and for the company is to acknowledge that the fit has changed and the path forward is no longer together. A few more things worth taking home. Austin also touched on a challenge that sneaks up on founders as they grow: founder separation anxiety. Early on, you know everything happening in the company. Then you hire managers, build teams, and suddenly you don't. The loss of visibility is disorienting, and it's worth naming, not pretending away. She also gave a nod to the mom test, a go-to book for founders trying to validate their ideas without getting false positives from people who are just being polite. People will tell you that they love your idea. What you want to know is whether they'd actually use it. Try before you hire. Ask the hard questions. Build the habit of disambiguating the real signals from the social noise. It's a theme that runs through After the Idea too. The work of building a company is less about the spark and more about everything that comes after it. So the takeaway. Julia Austin didn't come to the Leslie Entrepreneurial Institute to give founders a script. She came really to remind them that communication is where companies quietly win or lose. In the advisor call you keep putting off, the investor conversation you're dreading, the co-founder check-in you've been avoiding. Founders who get good at those conversations aren't the ones who avoid discomfort. They're the ones who name it, own it, and say the hard thing anyway.